Just as cities vie with each other internationally to host the Olympic Games, here in the U.S., they compete for jobs, and it's not unusual for them to try and poach from each other. Weddings and honeymoons can generate tourist dollars, so this week, the mayor of Minneapolis hit the road with a new campaign urging gays and lesbians who live where it's illegal for them to marry to come to his city to hold their weddings. The first stop on the mayor's list was the city of Chicago. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
With the skyline of Chicago behind him, Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback stood on a rooftop plaza in the heart of a predominantly gay community. He hoisted one of the campaign ads that features wedding professionals. On this sign, a florist holds flowers, and a tagline begins, "Hey, Chicago," and the mayor reads the rest.
"I want to marry you in Minneapolis."
It's been legal for gays and lesbian couples to get married in Minnesota for just over a month now. Illinois' same-sex measure stalled in the Illinois legislature last spring, even though the state allows civil unions. So now the mayor of Minneapolis is drumming up business for his city, setting a sight on money that could come from Illinois. A UCLA think tank says if marriage for gays and lesbians was legal in Illinois, it could spur more than $100 million in new spending.
"But how about this, Illinois? Why don't you give Minnesota the first $11 million off of that, and then you take the next $100 million once you figure this thing out?"
Anthony Martinez, executive director of the Civil Rights Agenda, an LGBT organization, advises gays and lesbians who want to get hitched to do so in a state where it is legal. He says that will allow them to access federal benefits regardless of a state's position due to the recent Supreme Court decision rejecting the Defense of Marriage Act.
"For tax purposes, you can file jointly. You know, if you want to be able to sponsor someone for immigration, or if you're a veteran, you can access benefits. So there are many rights and responsibilities already that they're recognizing at the federal level if you're married in a different state."
Judy Popovich and Gene Fishbeck have been together for
17 years
and a half.
They say since 13 states and Washington, D.C. have legalized marriage for couples like them, they've considered it.
"Well, yes, we were in San Francisco 2 weeks ago. We thought about it then, but it seemed more practical to do it, to get Illinois to get it so that we'd get the same state benefits.
And to have it recognized in the state in which we live."
But they expect some couples will indeed travel to Minneapolis, just as more than 500 Illinoisans have traveled to Iowa since same-gender marriage became legal there in 2009. And high-profile Illinois politicians know this. Both Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and Illinois Governor Pat Quinn issued statements noting the economic cost and urging Illinois lawmakers to pass a same-sex marriage bill. Rick Garcia, the policy director of the Civil Rights Agenda, has lobbied the State House for years.
"We're only a handful of votes away. We've been working all summer to secure those votes. And, you know, there's a chance that we can do it before the end of the year. But who knows? But we're still here, and we're still fighting, and we're not going away. And some of us aren't going to go to Minnesota."
Even so, Mayor Ryback's push is on to bring wedding business, tourism, and even new residents to his city, even though he admits he really likes Chicago.
"I'm here hoping that Illinois and Chicago take the competitive advantage away from Minnesota. But until you do, we're happy to have your money."
Minneapolis's Convention and Visitors Association, which sponsored the ads, is also offering free wedding planning service to the LGBT community. And Mayor Ryback plans to take his city's Get Married in Minneapolis campaign next to Denver and to Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.